The next big step in the city of Waukesha's proposed plan to draw water from Lake Michigan will unfold today in Chicago. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz is here to explain. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
We all know now that Waukesha must come up with a solution to replace its radium-tainted drinking water.
It does, Rachel. The city needs a safe and sustainable water source. In fact, it's under federal court order to do so. So Waukesha worked through a lengthy, complicated application writing process to request water from the Great Lakes. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has okayed that plan. The agency's approval then signaled the application to move on to the scrutiny of the rest of the Great Lakes states and Canadian provinces.
And Susan, this is a Great Lakes issue because Waukesha's application falls under the Great Lakes Compact?
That's right. A tenet of the compact is that the jurisdictions surrounding the Great Lakes must jointly protect them. And only in rare circumstances can a community request Great Lakes water. The community or the county it's in must straddle the basin. That is Waukesha's case. The city lies outside the basin, but Waukesha County straddles it.
So who is meeting this week in Chicago, Susan?
The Great Lakes St. Lawrence River Water Resources Regional Body, or simply Regional Body for short. It's made up of representatives that the Great Lakes governors and Canadian premiers have selected. This meeting is simply advisory, but might indicate the way the group is leaning. This is the first test of the resilience of the Great Lakes Compact and when it might allow water diversion outside the basin. I spoke with a representative of the regional body who told me the hope is that the regional body will ultimately speak as one for or against the request, but no one is sure what will happen. The body has set aside 2 days, Thursday and Friday, hoping its members can reach consensus.
So when is the final decision expected on Waukesha's Lake Michigan application?
The Compact Council will gather and take a final vote in about a month, again in Chicago. The council is comprised of the Great Lakes states because under the compact, only they have the official vote on whether to okay Waukesha's application. But the opinion of our Canadian neighbors of Quebec and Ontario is important and will be conveyed today and tomorrow.
And Susan, you'll be reporting from Chicago on this week's important round of meetings, and we'll look forward to hearing from you. Susan Bentz is WUWM's environmental reporter.